That's the sound of one of my favorite boundary-breaking groups, Janoska Ensemble. I caught up with this all-in-the-family foursome while on tour in France. The three Janoska brothers from Bratislava, two violinists and a pianist, and rounding them out is bass player Julius Darvas, who married into the family.
So the brothers, they start really in early years to playing the instrument, 5 years, 4 years, Andrei with the violin. And they were playing together music, of course, and they make home music because the Janoska Ensemble is a family generation that plays seventh generation in the family music. So I'm the brother-in-law, and we came together, I think, 2010, and then 2013, we decide really to playing together to create our own style, to create the Janoska style, which is really a new genre in the classical music.
We didn't make a difference between genres, you know, to play classical music or jazz music. We play just the music we like, and we know just the good music and the bad music, and we want to play, of course, the good music, and just to have fun and to show the people our tradition of our family.
That was violinist Roman Janoska. That family tradition includes not only the highest level of virtuosity in classical music, but also, as Roman mentioned, and pianist brother František explains, a rare versatility.
You know, we was study classical music with the best teachers, like Andrei was study with Boris Kushnir, Roman with Pavel Vernikov, Julius with Alois Posch, and me also with on the high school in the Vienna, also, we was learning to play jazz music, pop, traditional music, and always we was thinking about that when we will play something and create a new style, it should be on the highest level, and that's priority for us.
In addition to stylistic fun with the classics, and perhaps even more important, Janoska Ensemble is bringing back a vital element to the practice of classical music performance.
Improvising in the classical music, that was natural before in Baroque times, but also later in classic and also in Romanticism. Big composers like Johann Sebastian Bach, Ludwig van Beethoven, Mozart, Liszt, Paganini, all these great musicians and icons of Janoska Ensemble do that. And we was also in our family, that was a tradition, you know. My grandfather, and also before, there was a musician playing more free, and to improvisation was natural. My father, actually, he was always traveling and playing music all over the world, and he was tell me, or to us, when I come back, you must to play on this melody your own improvisation or variation. And that was, I think, very important in this age, because we was learning to do that, and we are doing that also now in our ensemble.
It's true that it is only in recent generations that classical music has become pretty much the only genre in the world that does not have improvisation at its heart. Janoska Ensemble is changing that, and not just by example, they're bringing it right into the field.
Also very interesting that we play also many concerts with orchestras, like the Vienna Symphony Orchestra, Berlin Symphony Orchestra, many of the all over the world. And we do the arrangements in the style and in the way that also the musician in orchestra has a fun. That means sometimes they have maybe 16 bars improvisation. And you can imagine what feeling is for orchestra musicians to be in the at this moment the one who now make his own improvisation. And when he did it, it's a lot of stuff was really great players, and then other musicians from the orchestra are so proud of them, and they give him applause, and they are all happy. And we was playing also many concerts in Italy, and the organizer and the director of the orchestra say to us, "You cannot imagine, I never saw the orchestra came so early before the rehearsals and to practice and try out the music." And I think that's also very important to show the musicians that also this way is possible.
There is no doubt as to the success that the creative vitality of their music making has with audiences. Janoszka Ensemble has a heavy concert schedule. They're in the midst of a 12-concert tour of Japan as we speak. And quiet, polite listening is not on the agenda when they hit the stage.
For us, are the most important the reactions on the stage to each other, the reactions from the audience to us and back. From us to the audience, because these are the most important things for us on the stage, to be creative on stage with the improvisation. We have always a good audience, and the atmosphere on our concerts are not usually like on classical concerts, but I would say in the way of popular concerts.
Their stage success is complemented by three recordings on the prestigious Deutsche Grammophon label, Janoszka Style, Revolution, and The Big Bees. Their fourth, The Four Seasons, is due out later this year. Before I left Janoszka Ensemble, there was one thing I wanted to know, and I heard from Julius Franteschek and violinist Andre.
I have another question. I'm curious, because you're all such big virtuosi. Does it get competitive between you sometimes?
Of course, I think we are playing together, of course, but it's naturally that somebody don't understand the same like the other. Yeah, but the great thing is that it's family. And if we are discovering something, or I would not say fighting, but discuss, then a discuss is ended in 5 minutes, because it's family and we know that we have to stay together. We are four very strong personalities.
This makes the Janoszka Ensemble. And this is also very special. We are four strong, different personalities. And when we are come together, this is the Janoszka style. This makes the Janoszka style, I think.
I would say we are four stones. Everyone is different, shiny, maybe also special. But when we are coming together, then we are one big stone.
And this makes the Janoszka Ensemble special.
Extraordinary.
Nobody can make the same.
From the Fall Journée Festival in Nantes, France, I'm Kathleen Kajioka, musician at large for the New Classical FM.